This week it was the Toyota workers who laid down tools and demanded higher pay. They follow workers at Honda, who went out on strike and eventually received double-digit pay increases. And the spate of suicides at the Foxconn plant in southern China also helped focus attention on wages and conditions in Chinese factories. The scenes of striking workers at factory gates have become a regular sight in the past month. The industrial unrest for higher pay in China poses two major questions. Does it signal the start of a new era of industrial unrest and the rise of militant unionism? And, crucially, does it spell the end of cheap labour in China? Independent labour unions have long been banned in China. The official Communist Party-controlled All China Federation of Trade Unions has sent in officials to mediate in many of the strikes, but many workers dismissed the federation as useless. Others claim union officials have used violence and other intimidation tactics to force them back to work. Although there is mounting evidence to suggest workers are becoming more organised and sophisticated at collective bargaining for improved welfare, it is unlikely the government would ever allow the situation to get out of hand. Jeffrey Crowfull of the Hong Kong-based China Labour Bulletin says the strikes are tolerated because they are private disputes between factory workers and factory bosses.
The government is reasonably tolerant of labour disputes because they realise they are, you know, simply disputes between management and workers. They're not a political threat, and they should be dealt with on a case-by-case basis.
The strikes have mainly hit foreign companies. This is causing problems for those manufacturers that shifted production to China to take advantage of lower labour costs and to cash in on the potential consumer market. But as factory bosses are forced to offer higher pay to prevent strikes, some fear this might worsen the world's economic woes. The West has long relied on cheap goods from China to help fuel the boom times of the past two decades. Now it is relying on China's cheap labour and the emergence of a consumer culture to help claw the world out of the financial crisis. Some economists say the higher wages will not affect China's competitiveness in the long term, as companies are likely to move inland to tap cheaper labour markets. Economist Vincent Chan from Credit Suisse in Hong Kong believes the main problem for the government is to manage expectations of the second generation of migrant workers who form the backbone of China's manufacturing success. And he says this means the government will have to consider greater social services so as to keep these increasingly demanding workers content.
I think it's very simple. People's expectations have been changed. The first generation of migrant workers, they don't expect to live in cities. They don't mind doing overtime to save some more money to build a home back in the village. This generation of migrant workers, no way. So different expectation, which potentially will mean that the government, the local government, particularly at local government level, will need to provide social services to them to incorporate them with urban citizens. And that will hurt the budget.
Increased salaries means the Chinese should purchase more, helping to restore parity in trade surpluses on global markets. World Bank economist Louis Kuss says he is not too concerned by the strikes and says he does not see any signs that the industrial unrest will become a major problem for either social stability or for the Chinese and global economies.
Wage increases in one particular factory, no matter how large that factory is, are very unlikely to be representative for what's going on in the rest of the country. What we are seeing in China is that wages are gradually converging to those levels in the US and Europe. But this convergence is going to take a very long time.
The China Labour Bulletin's Jeffrey Crowfull says the main legacy of the strikes is the media attention outside of China.
Labour conditions in China are getting very prominent coverage in mainstream international media. Clearly, more and more people in the West are becoming aware of the conditions in Chinese factories, and this could help put pressure on major international brands to ensure that those workers are treated properly and paid a decent wage.
With millions of Chinese willing to leave the land and seek work in the cities, the country's remarkable growth looks set to continue. What is becoming clear from the strikes, however, is that Chinese workers are expecting more for their hard work, and government officials and factory bosses, especially those who run international companies, have to address these rising expectations. Peter Simpson for VOA News, Beijing.